Mouse's Missing Manuscript. Mouse liked waking up early. It was the best time to write. So, after breakfast, as usual, Mouse sat down to work on his story. It was a mystery. Suddenly, Mouse realized something wasn't right. His story was missing. Mouse looked everywhere, on the desk, in the drawer, under the rug, but the stack of paper that was his story was nowhere to be found. Owl stopped by to say hello to Mouse. She could tell right away something was wrong.
"Owl, owl!"
cried Mouse.
"My papers with my story are missing. My mystery has become a mystery."
"Don't worry,"
said Owl.
"We will find it. When I lose something, I retrace my steps,"
said Owl.
"Where is the last place you saw your story?"
"Right here,"
said Mouse, pointing at the desk.
"It was here yesterday morning, I'm sure of it."
There was nothing on the desk. But Owl noticed something else.
"It's quite clean in here,"
she pointed out.
"Oh yes," said Mouse. "Yesterday when I was out, Bird came and cleaned up for me. It was a wonderful surprise."
"I see,"
said Owl.
"What time did Bird come?"
"In the afternoon,"
said Mouse. He gasped.
"Do you think Bird took my story?"
Wondered Owl.
"I don't think so. But she might know where it is. This is a mystery, Mouse."
Mouse and Owl decided to visit Bird's nest.
"Mouse! Owl! What a nice surprise!"
said Bird.
"What are you doing today?"
"Well," said Mouse, "we are looking for my story. The stack of paper it was on is missing. I'm wondering, Bird, if you might know where it is."
"Oh, Mouse,"
said Bird.
"I should have told you, but I wanted it to be a surprise. Yesterday, I noticed the papers on your desk were such a mess. I brought them home to put in this binder."
Bird handed Mouse the binder. The mystery was solved. His story was inside, nice and neat.
"This is fantastic," squeaked Mouse. "Thank you for helping me, Owl and Bird. Would you like to be in my mystery?"
"Of course,"
they said together. The end.